This is Degaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers, that is two or three page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 704, entitled The Forceful Masculisting of Politicians. Description. This flyer claims that powerful moral and political pressure needs to be applied to politicians to push for the bi-consciousing of society, so that women become bi-conscious, losing their monoconscious feminazi bias towards men, so that they become a lot nicer for men to be with, so that bi-conscious feminists vote with men for the men faring of the gender laws, so that men are more prepared to be fathers again, so that the birth rate can go up, so that humanity does not wipe itself out due to the birth rate crash. Thus, masculists see the bi-consciousing of society by politicians as a survival measure, and hence of, in capital letters, critical importance. Now, fly itself. Move it. The Forceful Masculisting of Politicians by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. This flyer argues that powerful moral pressure needs to be applied to politicians to make society bi-conscious to counter the crash in the birth rate. This conclusion is based on a chain of reasoning that goes as follows. In today's world, at least in the US, two-thirds of young men between 18 and 30, capital letters, don't even date young women, who are seen by young men as being, quote, undateable due to being, quote, too poisoned by feminism. Feminism is almost totally monoconscious. That is, it propagates the belief that gender oppression is a one-way street, that men are the oppressors and women are the oppressed, brackets, for example, rape, domestic violence, sexual harassment, patriarchy, misogyny, etc. Feminism has had a monopoly over gender politics for the past six decades, and has had a profound influence over educated upper-middle-class female minds, causing them to be suspicious towards young men who are male, and hence seen through feminist eyes as toxic, as pigs, as rapists, as oppressors of women. Most feminists today know nothing of masculism, so by definition are what the masculists call monoconscious. That is, the only gender politics they have heard of all their lives is feminist. Feminism teaches women and society nothing, capital letters, about how women oppress men. Such thinking is not even on feminists' radar. Since feminist arguments are largely valid, brackets, for example, if I were an upper middle class, university trained woman, I would be a feminist, since what the feminists are saying makes sense, close brackets. Thousands of books on feminist themes have been written over the past six decades, since the rise of the second wave of feminism that got going in the early 60s with the publication of Betty Friedan's book, quote, The Feminine Mystique, which launched the women's lib movement. So, millions of young women feel perfectly justified in being surly towards men because they have been taught by feminism that men are the oppressors of women. Since these millions of young women know nothing, capital letters, about masculism, they are totally unaware of the idea that gender oppression is very much a two-way street. That is, that women oppress men too. And in fact, and brackets, as is clear to anyone who is familiar with masculist ideas, close brackets, that women oppress men worse, capital letters, than vice versa, since many of women's gender crimes against men are horrible, capital letters, and last decades, capital letters. which makes them a lot more serious than the relatively minor ways that men oppress women, as listed above. Young men don't want relationships with misandrist, male-dumping, feminazi cunts and reject them, refusing to have relationships with them, and, in capital letters, not even dating them. From a demographer's point of view, this dating strike by young men is a catastrophe, since by refusing to even date young women, a string of very dire consequences follows, which should be obvious to anyone giving the issue a bit of thought. For example, if young men don't even date young women, then they're not going to marry them, not give them their sperm. So the birth rate plummets. So in time, we wipe ourselves out. Many countries now have a birth rate, in brackets, that is the average number of children that a woman has, close brackets, well below the replacement rate of 2.1 children per woman. In South Korea, and in brackets, and Hong Kong, which has the planet's lowest birth rate of 0.7 children per woman, each generation is only reproducing a third of the replacement rate. So when doing the math, South Koreans will no longer be with us in a few generations due to them wiping themselves out. A similar story holds for dozens of developed countries around the world. There's a growing awareness, as seen on YouTube docs, that the issue of the birth rate crash is, in capital letters, the most important issue of our age, eclipsing those of global warming, nuclear holocaust, etc. Over the next few years, it's likely that more and more thinkers will be devoting their attention to this dominant of issues, and learning from the masculists that the ideas of the masculists have a dominant role to play in this discussion. The aim of this flyer is to convince you of this strong assertion. The masculists argue that the solution of this birth rate crash is the bi-consciousing of society, that is, teaching society that gender oppression is a two-way street, that women oppress men worse, with women's horrible gender crimes against men that last decades, that oppress men so badly. For example, the big three that the masculists keep harping on, namely women's man slavery, women's divorce rape, and women's forced fathering. It's the observation of masculists, in brackets, by conscious masculists, that is, masculists who have had both their feminist and their masculist consciousnesses raised, by definition, close brackets, that monoconscious feminists tend to be rather feminazi bitchy towards men, since they have been taught by feminism that gender oppression is a one-way street. They know nothing about how women oppress men, since they know nothing of masculist ideas. So their profound gender political bias, believing that gender oppression is a one-way street, goes unchallenged. Consequently, they are misandrist towards young men, which makes them undateable for young men who reject such women as, quote, too poisoned by feminism. A bi-conscious feminist, on the other hand, has her misandry towards men for the ways that men oppress women cancelled, capital letters, by her misogyny towards women for the ways that women oppress men, since she knows about such female oppression of men due to her knowledge of masculist ideas. She knows about women's manslavery, divorce rape, forced fathering, etc. She sees how much worse women's gender oppression of men is than vice versa. So, of course, she loses her monoconscious feminist anger at men, since not to do so would seem deeply hypocritical in her eyes when she knows that women oppress men so much worse. So, by losing her monoconscious feminist anger at men, she becomes a lot nicer for men to be with, since she does not behave as do monoconscious feminists, that is, as misandrist, male-dumping, feminazi cunts, whom men almost universally despise and reject. So, Due to the bi-consciousing of these young women, they become much nicer to be with for men, hence more dateable, more likely to be chosen by men to have relationships with, which in turn can lead to young men choosing to be fathers again, especially if millions of young women become bi-conscious and hence vote, capital letters, with men for the men faring of the gender laws, especially the reform of the divorce courts, making them far less toxic for men, so that men are no longer subject to a one chance in four of being butchered in the monoconscious feminist-controlled divorce court system. Once the gender laws have been men-fared, brackets, e.g., by the creation of GECs, GECs, gender equality committees, in the parliaments that consist half of female feminist politicians and half of male masculist politicians, so that the gender issues of both sexes are dealt with equally, which is certainly not the case today, when nearly all feminists are monoconscious and hence deeply gender politically biased, brainwashed by feminism that gender oppression is a one-way street, close brackets, then men will see marriage and paternity as far less toxic than they do today, which is the primary reason why young men, brackets two-thirds of them, reject marriage and paternity. The masculist half of these GECs, GECs, will implement the masculist political, in capital letters, program, that is, the bi-consciousing of society, by pursuing active measures to spread masculist ideas through society, which is the main theme of this flyer. The legislation of the PARA, that's Paternity Rejection Right, and the OPTAB, O-P-T-A-B, Obligatory Paternity Testing at Birth, of all births, to block women's awful gender crime of paternity fraud, in brackets, where the woman claims that the kid growing in her is her man's, when in fact it is some other man's, close brackets, the creation of a FIP society, the reform of the divorce courts, to systematically remove legal and social discriminations against men, etc. GECs are needed to make society bi-conscious, otherwise we wipe ourselves out due to the birth rate crash. Masculists, bi-conscious masculists, need to educate society to a much greater extent than exists today on masculist ideas, so that powerful moral and political pressure can be put on politicians to educate themselves into masculist ideas so that they become bi-conscious, so that they see that the dominant, brackets, though not the only, close brackets, cause of the birth rate crash is feminist monoconsciousness, making feminists indirect geociders, that is, largely responsible for the birth rate crash, hence wiping out the population of the whole planet, that is, genocide.